Oh, I brought my smokes this time. Good.
Good evening, and welcome to the shit show.
All right. So my Bears fucked it up this weekend.
So did the Denver Broncos. Dude, we had Denver Broncos had like business. Four fucking turnovers and still couldn't win.
That's the problem. I can't. Bears just don't know when to not win.
My dude, what are we doing? Literally, that's all I said. What the fuck are we doing? What are you doing winning that game, bro?
Well, are they trying to just fuck it up for somebody else?
It must be their fucking coach or who the GM. All you're doing now is ruining your own draft pick.
Dude, I saw...
This is all about drafts, where you're going in the draft.
I saw a deal the other day where people are trying to make a push to get rid of Nick Fangio.
Bitch.
In Denver and get Wade Phillips back as a defensive coordinator and get a new
wouldn't
head
be
coach.
Wouldn't be the worst idea I've ever heard.
The better idea would be fire the fucking OC because Shermer is absolute garbage.
Complete garbage. Complete garbage. You lost that game and you're not out of the playoffs.
Oh, we're out.
No, you're not. Not mathematically.
I mean, if we beat the fucking Chargers and we beat the fucking Chiefs, which are our last two fucking games, and that shit's just not going to happen. Not with Shermer.
The Chargers just lost to the Texans.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that it's not impossible. I'm just saying that it's not fucking likely. Don't break anything over there, by the way.
Well, I'll work on that.
You have met him, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah. He's a good dude, though. Good
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
He breaks shit every once in a while, but
it happens.
Yeah.
I'm not upset about it.
Oh.
So what's up on this pizza? I have to hear this pizza story.
It was really good pizza, just saying.
So I showed you where I came from.
So you did warm it back up and eat that motherfucker.
Oh hell
fuck
yeah.
Pizza stone and all.
Y'all want to help us out with eating some ham later? That'd be great.
I got lasagna.
I got
a shit
4 pounds
of
lasagna left.
How about we just split it? I'll give y'all some ham and you give me some fucking lasagna.
we should have brought it over.
Our original plan was to do that. We're going to bring you at least a piece.
Jesus, I could deal with that. I'm going to have to eat like, you know, 4 tums. And
dude, that's why we didn't do it.
It's called food saver bags.
We're like,
just
dude, we just
chop
get
it
so
up
tired of that shit.
Perfect for omelets later.
Put it into a, yeah, absolutely right. Food saver.
Amigas? Make some amigas out of it?
Put it into a frittata.
Yeah, we usually did frittata on ours.
With broccoli? Oh, it'd be fantastic.
Broccoli, some red pepper. Roasted
anyway,
red pepper.
So yeah. I grew up in
We got to get on this fucking pizza thing.
Really small town. 3,300 right. people, right? Everybody knows everybody. Well, my mom is a fourth grade teacher in said town.
Was. Okay.
Was. This is a long time ago. Back in the 80s, right?
So she's retired now.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, so every Monday, Alfano's would be closed. And there were always Cadillacs parked outside of it. You know, and then Pete Alfano, the father, he would take a sandwich bag full of quarters, and he'd walk from Alfano's up to Pineway, the grocery store, because there was some telephone banks up there. And he'd shovel in quarters making phone calls. No one knew what the fuck. We're talking small town. Everybody knows everything about everybody.
Yeah.
Nothing gets past.
So you thought.
Small fucking town shit, right? One day, it's like 19.
I mean, yeah. You already know that dude's the mobster.
That was the rumor, right? No one was confirmed what the fuck was going on. In like 1982-ish, somewhere around there, my mom's teaching fourth grade. So
John Gotti shows up in town.
Pete Alfano's the father. And then it goes his oldest son, Pete. I want to say his daughter, Susie. His daughter, Susie, then Tony, then Joey. Well, every single member of the Alfano family went through my mom's fourth grade
class.
Right. Damn, you caught that right in midair. Holy shit, she's getting good.
Yeah.
But it was like 82, 83. No, yeah, it was somewhere like that. 81, 82, something like that.
Early 80s.
I would have been 2 years old.
My mom's teaching fourth grade with Joey Alfano in the class. And there's a knock at the door, classroom door. She opens the door, and there's the FBI. And the FBI quickly grabs Joey, and they escort Joey out. And they're gone for the next couple weeks. Come to find out, they were shipping heroin and cocaine in Alfano's pizza boxes to the Midwest for distribution. So the FBI raided the Alfano pizzeria, their house. No drugs. They found like 15 grand in cash and like two tranquilizer guns for some reason.
I mean, sometimes.
Turns out he was messed up with these guys called the Bottlementes, and they were the underboss for the Bonanno family out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the largest trials the U.S. has ever put on because it was also in Sicily itself.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's where Pete's from. I don't think Pete spoke English. All his kids did. I don't think Pete ever spoke English.
That's why you got the thing early, because somebody was going out of town to visit relatives.
And they thought Pete was going to flip on them, so the trial was being handled in New York. They shot Pete in New York because they thought he was going to flip. This dude was so low level, he didn't know shit. He's just the fucking guy carrying shit.
Making the phone calls.
Yeah, he's making phone calls saying, okay, where do you want me to send this shit? You know? That, all I'm doing, I'm transport.
Yeah.
He's not, he's distribution. He's not, he's transport. He's not doing nothing. And they had nothing on him. I don't know what they found him guilty of or whatever, but he got deported. He was in a wheelchair because they shot him in the back. So he was from the waist down. He couldn't function.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge thing. So when I was in high school at some point, we took a high school trip to Washington, D.C. At that time, my mom was working for a congressman. So we got like VIP tours of the Congress building.
Oh, nice.
The White House. We got into the FBI, the Hoover building. In the Hoover building, there's an entire section devoted to what's called the Pizza Connection. And there's a book out about it, too. I think they've actually made a movie out of it, too.
I'm pretty sure we've seen
But
stuff
that
on
all
it.
Stems from Alfano's Pizza. They had all
or
those
parts of it.
Parts of it, yeah. He was a really small part. Inconsequential to all of it. But then, you know, here we are now in 2021. My mom's like, well, your birthday's coming up. I want to send you a special present for your birthday. Okay. Just make sure your address is right. I'm like, yeah, that's my address. Whatever. She's like, all right. Well, I gotta tell you, got to make sure your office is open. It's going to be a pizza from Alfano. I'm like, Mom, did you just tell Tony Alfano to send me a fucking Alfano's pizza in Alfano's pizza box over state lines? That's how the fuck we got in this mess to begin with. What are we talking about here?
But it really was a pizza, and it was really good.
Yeah, that was great. They were supposed to wait till my birthday, but Tony's taking his mom back to Italy for the holidays, so I got it early.
So is Tony the son now?
He's the son. He's now running the show. Well, I think Susie actually runs the show, but
well, he's over there. Well, they're just
little
making pizza
Pete,
now.
Little Pete yeah. got in trouble,
and pasta and. Stuff like that.
Yeah, they're running a proper restaurant. Yeah.
The youngest Pete has his own restaurant now. He got in trouble for he wasn't quite that far out of the business.
Right? I gotcha.
So Daddy Pete was teaching him the fucking ropes. So then he tried to fucking take over a little bit, and the FBI's like, are you fucking retarded? We know exactly who and where you're talking to everybody. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I think he did a little bit of time too, but not much.
It was amazing, though. They cooked it about three quarters of the way, put a little note on top of it.
Oh, yeah, he sent me the note, and I was just like, well, these motherfuckers are on point. They're like,
fuck yeah, dude, it's fantastic.
You know, we're not going to tell you a time limit. Cook that shit to color.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, dude, make till you done. Want it, till that's what you want.
And
yeah.
we did, and
it was fucking
freaking
outstanding.
Great.
I about lost my mind. My mom.
This pizza's good enough.
Where's
that the last time he went to Illinois, he literally brought back.
Oh yeah, I brought back two pizzas.
Two pizzas from Alfano's and cheese bread from Semino's.
I don't know about that last one.
Oh, the Semino's cheese bread is the fucking shit.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh,
that
their pizza's good too. It's just not as good as Alfano's. Alfano's is a standard. In that area.
The only thing we've been able to find around here close to Semino's is now closed, apparently. AJ's up in Leander does not exist from what I can tell. Which
it was their pizza wasn't that good to begin with.
Oh, no, their pizza was not good, but their cheese bread was good.
And you're right. We decided because we had, right after we had talked pizza, our next trip and our next Friday is going to be Milano night.
I'm going to do it. I'm texting Amber right now. I'm like, pizza? Because now we're talking about it and I'm starving for it. And I'm like, all right.
Dude, I'm doing Milano next. Because that's
Milano is, Milano's is the shit.
The best.
But I will say,
here,
honestly, the best pizza, it's not in Cedar Park anymore. It closed. But there used to be a Chicago pizza that used, you remember where JT's was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tony's.
I know where Tony's is. I know Tony.
That is the best pizza
I know that guy
ever had, period. Hands down.
We drove from Round Rock when we lived over there to go get it.
I will back that motherfucker. Call him and be like, hey.
Bitch, I know him.
Minimum wage entertainment is going to back you to put you back in business.
That place was so good.
He's literally,
good.
It was the best pizza.
No, he's Southtown Chicago. That's where he's from.
And that's a heavy pizza.
That's where he grew up.
When you got that pizza, you better not be a bitch because you won't be able to pick it up off the fucking counter.
That was
a heavy pizza.
It's like a 5-pound fucking.
That shit was good. Hey, I will eat a whole fucking pizza from most places. Marco's, Milano. I'll eat a whole pizza by my goddamn self. Like, that's how hungry I am.
Okay.
And to put that into, you know, just perception, like, I could go get a pizza from Tony. I eat 3 slices and I'm
done.
Fucking God. Good.
Dude, I'm
dude.
Not even making it through. I'm not making it through three. I'll tell you right now, I'm not making it.
Oh, I'll make it through 3 all day long. 3, maybe 4.
Oh, Lord, no.
But I am fucking good. That is the best pizza, though, period.
Oh,
the marinara was on point, and it wasn't too thick. No. It was at the right amount of dough. Like, that was legit, and that's not a Chicago deep dish. That wasn't just a Chicago pizza. That is the argument when people go, which one's better, Chicago or New York? I will tell you until the cows fucking come home, a Chicago pizza is 10 times better than a New York pizza any day of the week, all day long.
It's
kind of twice on Sunday.
Yeah, but it's kind of like comparing apples to oranges. They're not really the same thing.
They're not the same fucking thing.
They're not the same thing.
They're not. But a New York style pizza is it's shit.
It's borderline garbage.
Yeah.
It's shit.
I wonder if
I'd rather go eat fucking Domino's than eat a fucking New York style pizza.
Do you think Manja made it?
Who? Manja.
Manja was one of the only places you could get a Chicago deep dish around.
No, I don't think it's still here anymore, but I've had a Chicago deep dish here, and I've had a Chicago deep dish in Chicago.
They're very different things.
Oh, yeah. Very different.
This is what I will say. I don't care where you have one. A Chicago deep dish is trash, too. I don't like the marinara on top.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'd prefer cheese on top.
I don't like the fucking soup shit. Don't give me motherfucking lasagna and disguise it as a pizza. Fuck off. I know. It's trash. That's a trash idea. New York style pizza is a trash idea.
I know, Tony.
But I will say this. If you go to fucking Chicago and you get you a motherfucking, like, the steaming, what is it, the roast beef. That is motherfucking
That's Italian beef, bitch. And
that
only,
is on point.
It is
only
so
Chicago
good.
Knows how to do a decent beef.
But if you
beef.
Go to New York and you get the motherfucking, it's not the brisket, it's the corn beef hash. Corned beef? Oh, man. No, don't ugh me yet. You go get you a corned beef out of
Buffalo. I'm not going to New York.
I'm not doing corned
beef. On the sourdough?
I don't give a fuck.
Come on, bruh.
Nope.
When they layer that bitch thick, it's brisket.
That's the point. It's brisket.
It's so good.
It's not that good.
But we're in Texas, and we
I would
all
rather,
love brisket.
I'd have it barbecued. I'd have it smoked. That's, ugh, I don't like the taste of it. The seasonings involved with it.
I have a friend of mine that actually smokes his corned beef, and it's good. I guess at that point it's pastrami.
I was just gonna say, I think you're more pastrami at that point, right?
Yeah.
Because that was gonna be my next argument. Good luck getting me to eat either one of those—a pastrami or a fucking corned beef. I'm not doing.
I will make you a pastrami. You will eat, and you will love.
Find me a butcher. So, like, back in the day, there was a butcher in Round Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I could go buy
whatever cut you want.
Whatever cut I want.
Mm-hmm.
I take it home, season it. cook it for like 2 hours really fucking low. Take it out. Let it rest. Let it cool. Take it back to that butcher, and he would thin slice that motherfucker for me. And then I had my own, my grandma's Italian beef recipe, and I'm telling you, it's the best thing you'll ever fucking eat in your goddamn life.
Well, I won't fucking H-E-B. Well, I can understand why H-E-B
it's the
wouldn't.
Food safety stuff.
H-E-B,
cooked.
Maybe not. Maybe Central Market. Because Central Market will still grind stuff.
Well,
our H-E-B doesn't have a slicer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We there's no slicer there.
Well, there is
in deli. Well, in deli, but not in the meat department.
Oh.
So you're cutting as thin as a saw can get, which is not... On a saw, you start tearing shit.
Right.
You will.
Because it's a bandsaw. I mean, it ain't a fucking...
Right.
It's not a precision tool.
It's not a precision tool, right.
It's not the nice thing that the butcher in Round Rock had.
Right. That fucker was shaving that shit for us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what they have in a deli.
Yep.
You got to go over to the deli market and be like, nah, deli this.
But they don't want to do that because...
I don't know what you did with that meat.
Exactly. That's
you
why
know,
they
they're
don't
not
going to
clean
it.
That blade and do all that.
I will
bullshit.
Say this. When I took it back in, that dude's like, man, are you doing... What are you doing with this? And I'm like, Italian beef. He's like, fucking A, you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't maybe halfway done. Not quite that.
Yeah, it was still very rare.
It was very rare.
But
it was goddamn good,
up,
dude.
And we took care of the rest of it.
Which is really odd, because you know how you make Italian beef? It's green peppers.
Yeah.
Bell peppers. I hate bell peppers. But when you do it right, with a fucking the right mix of other spices, mm-hmm. and you let that shit soak. By the way, Italian beef, always better the second day.
Oh, yeah.
Not on that day.
Third day.
Exactly. You got to let that shit.
The longer it sits.
The longer it sits, the better it is.
It's kind of like chili's always better the second day.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Not my chili. My chili will burn your ass off the next day.
Huh.
Eat it the day of.
Beef and noodles always better the second day.
Yep.
There's a lot of shit.
Potato salad the same way.
So, quick question. So, we're doing a Telemore Dew 14-year-old single malt. That's what's on the menu tonight.
Smelled very strong.
It's only 80 proof.
It's not your typical Telemore Dew.
The flavor's not the same.
Flavor's not the same at all. No. Not even really. Now, I say that, and that's maybe my third sip of it, and it's really starting to fucking wear on me. I'm like, it's aging well with me. It's not the same thing.
Okay.
Definitely a different flavor profile, but it's...
I mean, it's good.
It's damn good. It doesn't hit you like an Irish whiskey. It doesn't like a Jameson. Still doesn't do the same. Although there is a bigger... There's more of an ass kick to it.
I don't like Jameson, so...
It's because you're communist.
Oh, man. Isn't that the communism?
Oh, we've had this conversation 100 times.
It's the socialism.
I can't remember which one it was that we have at home that I like.
Eagle Rare.
That one, yep. Yum.
Yeah. It's the only one you're allowed to have.
You never know what I do at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I think we need to get her to taste this and see what she likes.
This one I'd be willing to... I don't think she's going to like it, but... I know what she likes, but...
I mean...
Give it a shot. You might have to... Again, you might have to do it more than once. I'm telling you, the first one I was like almost off-putted by. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm telling you, by the third time you try it, you're going to be like, that's all right. That's really
it's
good.
It's really smooth.
It is really... No, that's true. It's still
it's really,
really
smooth.
Smooth.
It actually is. There's not really a bite to it. It's got more of a smell to it than
that's
when you
it's been
actually,
in the barrel for
when you drink it,
years.
It doesn't kick back.
Right. And that's what I was... I looked at the bottle, and it's aged in 4 different barrels. And that's what kind of had me. I'm like, man, some of these barrels you start crisscrossing between.
Sure.
I don't know.
I don't like crossing the streams like that, but
honestly,
that's
I
not
think,
bad. I will say that.
I think that's kind of where they're fucking up. Like, if they took, tell them.
I agree with that.
They took the whiskey and they aged it in one fucking barrel.
One barrel? I think it'd be just
call
fine.
Call it a day. And I think what's throwing it off is the fucking wine barrel.
Really?
Is there a wine barrel
there's
in there?
There's a wine barrel.
Oh, come on.
Okay, that's probably where some of the smell was coming from.
There's a whiskey barrel. There's a bourbon barrel. There's a wine barrel. And I'd have to go grab the bottle to find out what the other two barrels are again.
That's kind of a weird mix.
But seriously, there is a wine barrel in there. And I was like, man, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, why would you? Seriously.
I'm the same way. I don't know why you want to crossbreed like that.
I don't know why you want to fuck it up. There's an oak barrel. There's a bourbon barrel. There's a wine barrel.
It's like
and there's
Jameson,
something else.
Jameson but, putting out
so
some
leave
of the
this
cast,
shit alone.
Like Jameson putting out some of the Caskmate stuff. Where one of them was with an IPA.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing? I mean, come on. Why are you?
Well,
why?
What it is, it's distillers and brewers.
Master distiller, yes.
Yeah. And then master brewer.
Harlan Wheatley is the one for Buffalo Trace.
And then they go, hey, let's try all this fucking new shit. And there's people out there that are just like, dude, I don't want to try all that new shit.
I'm going to probably make
some good fucking whiskey and stop fucking with it.
I'm probably going to try it because I'm a sucker for it. But I'm not going to say I like
it. Make it a regular.
Yeah, it's not going to be my regular thing. I will say this is excellent.
It's a great fucking whiskey.
It's definitely grown on me, but that's the thing, though. It had to grow on me.
Yeah.
So it's not something I'm going to go out and look for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you're going to want to just have it as your relaxation drink, you just want to
pick it up. Maker's good. 46, that is a good. I'm going to kick back. I'm going to drink me some whiskey. And I'm going to watch me a TV show, and I'm going to pass out.
There you go.
And by pass out, I mean it's just bedtime. It's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
But seriously, though, that 46?
I've never been a Maker's fan, though. It's not bad. It's not like a...
I'm not a fan of Maker's either. That 46, though.
It's not my thing.
It's got a burn to it.
I don't mind a burn. Especially, I expect that kind of with a whiskey, you know? I mean, come on.
But if I'm spending over $50 for a bottle of whiskey, I expect the burn level to go down a little bit. I get it. Hey, man, if I'm drinking fucking Jack Daniels
I can't do
it. I cut my teeth on Jack Daniels and fucking Jim Beam.
I did too, and I can't. The smell of either one of them.
It was like
wild
a
turkey.
Decade
wild
before
turkey.
I could actually drink Jack again.
I have puked more wild turkey than I've drank. I'm telling you that right now.
Turkey 101, baby.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
I'm poor, or especially when I was a starving college student that was not old enough to drink at the time. You
were sipping on that rare breed, huh?
That was my buddy.
Oh,
that was Jack's cheaper cousin.
Oh, yeah. Evan ain't no joke neither, but the rare breed was a good one.
That's what got me about Long Branch.
But here's the thing.
Long Branch comes from
the same distillery.
And I'm like, guarantee I'm gonna hate
but
this.
But here's what I will tell you.
And damn that fucker for that price point for a $40 bottle of fucking whiskey. Holy fucking shit.
Not bad.
That is not bad at all.
Not bad.
That's pleasant.
And honestly, where I'm at, even with the 46, the
who
46 is good.
Who did the Long Branch?
Wild Turkey. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, McConaughey. Yeah. That's right.
He's no longer running for governor.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case y'all missed that
that's a shame.
Notice.
It's a real fucking shame.
So I think I'm probably going to end up voting for, I can't remember his name. PTSD's kicking in.
Rick Perry?
No.
It's not the same Rick Perry. It's a different Rick Perry.
No.
There's a guy running for governor named Rick Perry who's not that Rick Perry.
I mean, Eddie Murphy did a movie based on that. You got elected based on your name alone? Yes, I did. Y'all remember that fucking Eddie Murphy movie?
Uh-uh.
Oh, come the fuck on. He was a con artist. And he happened to have...
No, because he was a president. He ran for president?
No, he ran for Congress.
I thought it was a president because I thought his vice president was Bernie Mac or... not Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac was in that movie. But no, it was, he ran for Congress or Senate. It was one of the two. He was in the houses. And his name was the same name as the white dude that got shot. Or no, he had a heart attack fucking his secretary. That's what it was. And Eddie Murphy put his name on the card and ended up getting elected based on his name alone.
I know what you're talking about now.
What the fuck movie was that? That was a good movie.
It was funny.
Eddie, make another movie. Eddie, when the fuck are you going to do your shit on Netflix, man? I want to hear.
Stand up. Speaking of which, I just watched Jim Gaffigan today.
Oh, yeah.
He's fantastic. He does a great bit on marching bands.
He does a great bit on fucking Hot Pockets.
Come on. That's how he's known. Wait till you hear his marching band take. It's fantastic. God. It's great.
I should have been.
Nobody
listening.
Wants to listen to a marching band.
That's his take.
You know what's crazy though?
He's like, I've never been listening to a song and said, I wonder if I hope a marching band does that. No one says that.
Honestly. So we have the marching band that comes to the neighborhood.
What?
The high school marching band.
Seriously?
Yeah, from Vista Ridge.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
So they raise money when they're going in their off season, so that way if they go to state or whatever, they
can compete.
Hey,
I will pay you to shut the fuck up. How about that?
No. Dude, they're great. They're awesome. These kids come through the fucking neighborhood and they're like, boop, 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 and they're doing their fucking thing and they have their little toms and shit and it's awesome. But there's been more than a few nights during high school football season, I do wish that my house faced the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that I can listen to the band. That band over there, dude, Vista Ridge's band is fucking on point.
Oh, shit.
Those kids are fucking
fuck
crazy.
Up.
Dude, they play some legitimate, actual music.
Did you ever play an instrument?
Ever been in a marching band? Does the radio count?
No. I'm ex-marching band.
Shotgun? Does the
fuck
shotgun count?
And
I mean,
you.
That's a bass. That's a bass right there all day.
Dude, I'll play the trumpet right now. You go buy me one.
Nah, I got a fucking meat flute right here.
That's so bad.
I mean,
marching bands fucking suck.
Amber was in the band. She played the flute.
She wanted to be like a band director. I'm like, dude, set your goals higher.
A band director kind of sucks.
Let's set your goals higher.
But at the same time, being a conductor, if you are in an orchestra and you're the conductor, a conductor of the actual orchestra, she tried out for Austin's orchestra.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I've been pushing her to continue to practice and try out again because she was really close. And it's a third seat. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I mean, it's not like, but she hasn't played since fucking high school.
Oh, are you talking about playing?
Yeah.
Oh,
in the orchestra.
No, dude.
In the fucking orchestra.
You gotta do that shit for 8 hours a fucking day. Come on. No way, dude.
But she almost made third chair.
That ain't no
That's
small
a
thing.
Lot of work, dude.
And she hasn't played since fucking high school.
Jesus. I haven't played the piano since college.
She can play.
So some of that shit is muscle memory, right?
My aunts are fucking ridiculous.
Bitch, I could play the trumpet right now, but it would be off key. It would be horrible.
How about you just start with trying to play taps?
No. Taps is the easiest fucking thing ever to play.
Yeah, you'll probably fuck it up.
I can do that right now.
You can probably fuck it up, but I mean, maybe we can get you out here and you can play taps one night.
He's got a great bit about the trumpet, too. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, Jim Gaffigan, go watch it. Comedy Monster. It's great.
Was that the one you thought you were going to have to spend $10 to watch?
No, that's Louis C.K.
Oh.
I'm not spending $10 to watch Louis C.K. I understand he's great. That's $10.
Yeah.
Put it on YouTube. Like everybody else is doing.
Did y'all watch The Last Matrix?
No.
Nope.
The fuck is wrong?
So many things.
I
doubt it's going to happen. Sincerely doubt it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to take you inside and I'm going to fucking duct tape you to a chair and we're going to watch it right now.
Right now.
It's going to happen. Dude, it's a good movie.
I'll end up watching it for sure. Is it on Netflix or what's it on?
It's HBO.
HBO Max.
Oh, okay. We got that.
I mean, fucking Keanu is getting old.
Thanks.
He's getting fucking old. And
I think we talked about this last time. I want the new John Wick. Come on.
Well, he's getting old, bro. I think he's right there with me. There's a lot of things that, hey, man, I used to be able to do these things, and I really want to do it again, but I'm fucking old.
My body says, are you on crack?
We
no.
take it to my age. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no shit.
Who?
His age.
Oh, fuck.
No, what, 70?
Painful.
Just about.
I mean, painful.
Yeah, I mean, I assume I'm gonna probably be in a lot of pain when I'm 72.
Dude, I thought, so I'm not a... I'm not an over-the-counter drug guy. I do a lot of ibuprofen. I don't do a lot of Aleve, anything like that, right?
Ibuprofen's horrible for you.
It's horrible, right? So that's is Tylenol, all that shit. That. That's why I don't do it. When the fuck was... That was like a month ago where I would stand up and I thought that my left hip was going to come out of socket.
Something needed to pop that didn't want it.
It felt like my hip was going to come out of socket. Then I realized it was a muscle that was spasming right in that area. I could feel it twitching, and Carrie's finally like, dude, you're going to have to go take some ibuprofen. I'm like, for a muscle spasm?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, fuck yes. Two. I took two ibuprofen. I'll be goddamned, that shit was gone within an hour.
NSAIDs, they're also a muscle anti-inflammatory.
And if you take... two ibuprofen and two Tylenol at the same time has the same effect as Vicodin.
Yeah,
I don't do Tylenol.
No, they hit the same pain receptors that Vicodin does.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because
so ibuprofen and Tylenol go after two different receptors in your yep. brain, but when all four are hit at the same time, it has the same effect as Vicodin.
Nice.
So if you have a really bad
seems
toothache.
Safe.
If you got a really bad toothache or you're really severe muscle fucking spasm, pain, whatever, running around looking like, I don't know, Tiger Woods, maybe just take a couple of those and call it a day.
Did you see that?
That he lost?
Tiger and Charlie?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah. Did you see Charlie?
Did you see who won?
Looks exactly like Tiger when he's golfing.
Yeah.
Exact same mannerisms.
Oh yeah. He's gonna be in the league.
That dude is gonna be a force to reckon with, I'm telling you that right now.
How old is this kid?
14?
13?
Oh my god.
I don't know, something like that.
He's early.
The exact same mannerisms. So he'd hit this hit, raise his putt, his club just like his fucking on Twitter it was like side by side.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, oh, my God. And put the fucking ball within an inch of the fucking hole.
Still can beat those Arkansas Razorbacks, though.
Yeah, but the ones they lost, but they birdied, like, the entire back nine and still lost or some shit like that.
Yeah, because those Arkansas Razorbacks won.
Oh, good luck with that.
They did.
I don't even know who that is.
It's not even good luck with that.
Who is it? Name him.
The opposite of the Arnold Palmer.
You got to start opening the thing and just chucking it over the rail.
I'm well aware. That takes work.
It's the one with the alcohol problem.
Daly?
Yeah, Daly and his son won.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they're from Arkansas.
And they won wearing Razorback pants and Razorback belt and a Razorback shirt.
Does Seriously? John Daly's kid yes. play?
Yes.
That's outstanding.
Was it like father and son golf team day or
it
something?
Was, yeah. It was the TNC tournament.
Okay.
The PNC tournament, yeah.
PNC.
Okay. Our new fucking bank that fucking sucks dick.
Yeah, well, they suck dick, but hey, guess what? John Daly won.
Good
That's
for
outstanding.
Oh, man.
John Daly in any tournament is fantastic.
His
Come
beard's
on.
Getting fucking...
He's got a beard. Oh, it's got to be all
he's
white
got,
by now.
It is all white. He was the one
God,
around
he's
got to
be
like Santa Claus.
Like what, 350?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's a big boy.
Oh, no. He's down to like 225.
No way.
Yeah. He's lost a lot of weight.
What?
He's lost a lot of weight. Now, his son's going to be a fat bastard if he doesn't fucking stop eating. But
I going to say it was all that Hooters money for a while.
Watch out for them Krispy Kremes, man.
Krispy Kremes and Hooters? Come on, man.
Oh,
that's
dude.
That's a mix and match right there if I ever heard of one. Dude, if you mow
Round
Rock Donuts and a motherfucking... some hot wings.
From where, though?
Dude,
I haven't done fucking hot wings
Dude,
in
we
forever.
Need to do Mags. When are y'all going to come out and eat with us? Maybe we need to go to Mags.
Maybe next year.
That's coming up quick.
That is coming up quick. Holy fuck.
That's this weekend.
Just remember, steak night coming up.
Oh, that's fact, bitch.
Shit, what the fuck are we doing for steak night?
Saltgrass.
I'm doing Saltgrass.
Dude, get the moss, the Maldine center cut. Yep. With the fucking crab.
That's exactly right.
No, we don't usually do the crab.
We usually heat it up.
Yeah.
And crab being heated up at home does not.
Go there. Get the Maldine center cut.
That's all we get is this Maldine center cut, bitch.
Yep. The big one.
I have a card, so it'll be my birthday, so I'll get 25% off my bill.
$20. $20 off.
So it's why don't 25%
off.
Oh.
Why don't you go there? Get the Maldine.
But I'm taking it home.
Don't take it home. Get it there. Eat it there.
Nah, because then it wrecks drinking for the rest of the night.
No. You eat and you drink while you're there and you go home.
Yeah, but then I can't drink. Jesus Christ, I'm full.
And I don't like to drive at night.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I
have a podcast with retards.
Every birthday, so my birthday and her birthday, we go get the Maldine's.
Maldine center cut.
It's the best.
With the crab.
For a chain?
With a Texas tea.
For a chain steakhouse.
That one's the best round.
It's the best there is. Bar none.
I'm sure somebody would argue with you.
I'm sure the Jack Allen people are going to be like, oh, go fuck yourself. You haven't tried this.
But
Jack Allen's not a steakhouse.
Bruce, whatever the fuck. What's her name?
No clue.
Ruth Chris. Yeah.
Fuck off. I'm not paying $100 per filet and then have to pay $28 for my fucking baked potato and then another $5 for the chives. Fuck, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all, what do you call that? Per whatever.
Fluff.
Yeah. At least it's Saltgrass.
Garbage.
It's all combined into one bill.
It's there. You get your salad. You get your baked potato. You get the
I've never had a Ruth Chris in my life.
I haven't either.
You ever had a Ruth Chris?
No. I don't want
to. My steaks are better than Ruth Chris. I'm not going to go pay you to cook a steak that I can cook better.
So back in the day, we went to Saltgrass because we used to live over in Round Rock, our first
state. Same thing with fucking Saltgrass. I'm not going to pay you to cook a steak that I can cook better. But.
So when we lived in Round Rock, we would frequent Saltgrass enough.
Often enough that.
That we got to know the bartender because we always sit at the bar.
Yeah.
So we got to know the bartender. And I'm like, hey, I want. What seasoning are you using on this?
They sell it.
And the bartender's like, well, here, it's so such and such dollars. The bartender's like, shut the fuck up. He's my regulars, for Christ's sakes. Here, take that home with you.
He's like, just promise you'll keep coming back.
We had their seasoning for our steaks when we cooked at home.
And yes, we did keep going back.
Fantastic.
But it was awesome.
Oh, God, it was great. 7 salt or something like that, I want to say.
Something.
You can buy it online. But I'm like, dude, I've been going there so long, you should be giving it to me every time I ask for it.
And they did, because, we spent a lot of money back then. Because you go in there at least once a month, and they're like, oh, hey. And you sit there, have a couple of beers on happy hour or not, because they don't have happy hour on weekends. And you spend money, and they talk to you, and they like you, and they don't care.
I used to love going to the Saltgrass over in Shreveport. So Shreveport,
I didn't know they were that big.
Shreveport, they had a Saltgrass that was right there on the fucking boardwalk, and you could go over to Saltgrass and eat a good dinner and have freaking their Texas teas and hang out.
I don't even know what a Texas tea is.
Liquor.
It's a Long Island iced tea with tequila. It's a Long Island iced tea. They have a Coke, but instead of finishing it with just the Coke, they put a tequila floater on it.
Oh my God.
Phenomenal. It's so good.
Sounds disgusting.
But there was a Buffalo Wild Wings right next door. So when you got done with your food and your one big ass, because it was a tall one.
Oh, okay.
You walk out, go over to Buffalo Wild Wings, and you sit down and
drink more?
Get shmammered.
When's the last time you had wings?
Like 3 days ago.
Wings are just too much effort. They're messy.
I went through a period when I turned 21. I was in South Carolina. I was going through prototype, and there was a wing, like wing joints. There were no such thing as wing joints. They had just popped. They were just starting to pop. So we had a brand new wing joint, and we'd all congregate there. So I've had every fucking flavor of wing you can possibly have. Like, that's all we did. There was nothing else really to kind of do. So we'd just show up and do wing. I haven't had a wing, I don't think, since. I guess the last time.
Wings are good.
And that's 1993?
It's just a lot of effort.
94,
I mean, no, not really. I mean, we go over to freaking Mag's and get wings and pizza all the time. Me and Amber do.
Pepperoni rolls.
Oh, yeah, if you're not getting pepperoni.
We got pepperoni rolls, too. I mean, those are there.
Dude, those things are fucking
Are there
crack.
Cheesy bread with the pepperonis on top?
Oh, we haven't tried that.
Because you don't go over there with us.
We might be
Y'all
doing
are
that
all
next
fucking
time.
Stingy about your shit. You don't want to fucking come hang out.
We don't get out much nowadays.
Well, apparently you get out of the freaking Mags enough.
No, we haven't been to Mags in...
It's probably been a year.
Pretty close. Last time I went, I think I got the Mickey or the Mikey or whatever it was.
Mikey.
The Mikey, yeah.
Mikey doesn't even exist anymore.
If you ask for it, they can usually make it.
Nope.
Really? They stopped that too?
It's done.
Yeah, they phased it out.
Oh, damn.
They were in the process of phasing it out when we went. It was after Snowpocalypse the last time we went to fucking Mags.
Oh, no. I've been once since then. We've been once since then.
So what about Brooklyn?
I haven't been to Brooklyn before Snowpocalypse.
Yeah, years.
And that's seriously like 15 seconds from your house.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know the bartenders or anybody over there. It kind of
sucks.
You
do.
No, I don't.
You know Mac. You know Mateo.
He's over there?
Mateo's over there.
Nah, I don't know Mateo.
You know Mateo.
We'd recognize him. I know the name.
If you saw him, you'd know him. But anyway. So this weekend of football, complete shit show.
Matt, you're still in the running, I'm telling you right now.
No.
You are. Mathematically, you are.
Ain't
but you need
trying
help.
Trying to get into that.
That's what I said. That's what I told her. Like, what the fuck are we doing? You're fucking up the goddamn draft order, bruh. Quit trying to win these goddamn games.
It's not even about fucking up the draft order. Just quit trying to fuck it up for everybody else.
When the Bears won, that put Seattle out completely. They have no chance now.
Aww.
Yeah.
Seattle's trash anyway.
Aww, the sea chickens are out of the playoffs. Aww, Jerry Bird can suck a bag.
And everybody's like, dude, y'all should get Russell Wilson. He wants $20 million a year.
Jeez.
He wants more than that, bitch.
He's fucking garbage. For that price tag, anyway.
Derek Carr's making $20 million a year.
Derek Carr is fucking trash, too. And the Raiders are fucking stupid. They fucking gave y'all's best fucking linebacker. Khalil Mack.
Defensive end.
Yeah.
Khalil Mack.
They traded y'all Khalil Mack. That's how stupid they are. So we can just move past.
The Vegas Raiders lost to Chicago in Vegas. How is that possible?
I think
I will announce this right now. If you can't beat Chicago, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. Period. End of story.
Well, I think it's funny, though, that they have actually announced the Las Vegas stadium as no longer being a home stadium for anyone.
Really?
Yeah. Because everybody can go to Vegas pretty cheap, $78 flight, and you can be at the Vegas stadium to watch your football team play.
There were more Bear fans than there were Vegas fans.
Yeah.
There were more. That
Vegas
happened.
Doesn't give a fuck
That's
about that
team. That's happened to everybody.
Right. Vegas doesn't care about that.
Every team that comes in there, there's more fans of the other team, which is really bad. Not really. I don't give a fuck, so
because
fuck them.
The Raiders are the Los Angeles Raiders.
Yeah.
You're the L.A. Raiders. It's what you are.
They're the Oakland Raiders, really. But
yeah, well, the Oakland Raiders. You're trash is what you are.
Pretty much.
Absolute fucking
Remember
garbage.
Raider fans?
Not much as trash as Philly fans. I mean, come on. I mean, Eagles fans are throwing batteries at Santa. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Well, yeah, I mean, the Eagles can just probably not have a football team ever again, and that'd be great.
That's Washington football team, but whatever.
Hey, did you see the Denver's up for sale, though?
Well, that's been a long time in the coming, right? I mean, the owner died, and they were all in Florida. That's the reason John Elway's in where he's at.
Right.
He's, like, trying to transition him.
The whole thing was the owner passed away, and his kids and everybody else had been battling amongst each other.
Yep.
They're all fighting the big legal battle, and now it's going to go up for sale. And Peyton Manning is going to end up being a minority owner.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's going to end up being a minority owner.
I expected him to go to Tennessee, take over there, but...
No, he still might, but he's going to be a minority owner of the fucking Denver Broncos.
Hey, if it brings money in...
Have you ever watched Manning Cast?
I have.
Is it good or no?
I prefer it over listening to Joe Buck's fucking stupid ass.
All day. I would take that.
I'd rather slam my dick in the door.
Are they doing that every week
Troy
or no?
Troy Aikman open his fucking mouth. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure Troy Aikman opening his mouth sounds something like Pornhub.
Isn't he gay anyway?
He probably should be if he's not.
Thought he was.
I have no idea.
He's still in the closet.
But that was a thing back in the day, way back.
All I know is Aqib Talib. I'm sorry. Tiki Barber. What's the other guy from the Cowboys quarterback?
Tony Romo?
Romo. Those two guys. Oh, and Butt Fumble. Let's not forget about Butt
Sanchez?
Fumble. Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez? Sanchez is doing doing telecasts?
Oh, yeah. No, they're all doing the football stuff. But all three of those guys, 10 times better than listening to Joe Buck and fucking Troy Aikman. I'm pretty sure both of those guys don't even like football at all. Like, they literally hate fucking football.
Yeah.
And Joe Buck, dude, if I had a time machine, I would go back in time and shoot your fucking father in the face with a 12 gauge.
I don't know, Jack Buck had one of the best calls
of all
time.
So that way I would never, ever have to listen to you.
Jack Buck had one of the best calls of all time.
He did.
Come on now. Come on.
He did. He did.
It ranks up there with Do You Believe in Miracles?
And he is the baddest son of a gun to ever do his job.
He's fantastic.
But I would shoot him in the fucking face so I'd never, ever have to listen to his son. His son is a piece of fucking shit.
It was
so bad a piece of fucking shit that, honestly, I...
Who the fuck was it?
I don't even know.
Was it Gibson?
I don't even know.
Gibson with a fucking walk-off home run? I don't believe what I just saw.
Could have been.
I think that's it. I think that's it.
I can't
believe what I just saw. Or something like that. It's a famous radio call from back in the day.
Yeah, and his father was probably worth it. His son, not so much. Aikman?
What do you call that
dude,
shit?
You shouldn't have ever been in fucking league to begin with, period. You really shouldn't have, ever.
What do you call that when your kids get in the same line of work as you did?
And they suck dick? It's called failure. That's what it's called.
There's a name for it.
Failure. Is failure not the word you're looking for? That's pretty much the word, failure. Your dad had high hopes for you, and you did not make it.
You didn't even like him on the baseball calls? Because he does
the
World Series,
he's fucking horrible there, too.
I've never listened to a baseball call in my life.
And you know what's really shitty? Is they put him in the fucking booth with one of my favorite fucking pitchers of all time. And Schmaltz, you're a fucking shitty fucking commentary as well. You, Aikman, and fucking Joe Buck can go out in a fucking field somewhere.
Let's knock each other off.
And I have a friend. It's a billy goat. They'll eat anything.
Oh, God.
Velcro gloves.
Like, all three of them. Like, dude, if I was John Smoltz, I'm not selling out like that. Well, he's the Hall of Famer, and I'm Joe Buck. You can get the fuck out. I will throw you over the rail my damn self. Like, just fucking leave. You're trash. I really wish that somebody would just cut his fucking tongue out and throw it into the fucking center field and let the fucking fans fight over it. I just don't want to listen to that jackass ever again. Him and Troy Aikman. Complete and utter fucking garbage.
He came up with his own quarterback
ruined,
rating.
They ruined fucking an entire football game.
You know, that's why I don't listen to him.
You know what I will do? I will put their football game on one TV, put that bitch on mute. I'll put Romo's game on another TV and turn it up. Because Romo...
He's like a savant, right?
Romo...
Or he can read fucking, the defenses?
Well, he can, but I'm just... Romo's a great fucking commentary.
I think the Manning cast is better.
The Manning cast is actually kind of horrible, too, because they're not actually commentating. They're trying to have conversations with other football players.
Yeah, it's not about the football game at all.
And it's not really about the football game. And then they have people like Joe Buck's trash ass on the fucking commentary. And it's like, yeah, I was muting everything else to get away from that fucking piece of shit. I wasn't asking you. But anyway.
But then they're still there.
How about a cheers to fuck Joe Buck?
Absolutely.
Cheers to that.
Let's go Brandon and fuck Joe Biden.
I need Miami tonight, baby.
Maybe we can get Miami tonight.
I need Miami tonight. The New Orleans Saints are starting something called Ian Book. Who the fuck is that guy?
That quarterback?
That's their quarterback. COVID is running rampant through that fucking team.
Y'all.
Oh, ye shit, I think he's the Notre Dame quarterback from back in the day.
You all have the shot. You all got the shot.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter
so
now.
So why does it matter who has COVID? You all got the shot.
I don't give a fuck.
Because it doesn't matter if you have the shot
or not.
It's
the fucking football teams that are fucking getting destroyed by this.
You got the shot. So shouldn't matter if you got the COVID because you got the shot. And apparently...
Tullamore
Dew.
What is that? Tullamore Dew 14?
Yeah, it was a 14-year-old.
That was excellent. Not the same thing as a normal Tullamore Dew, but very good. Very good.
Because it's aged 14 years in four different barrels.
What's a normal one? Normal one, 12?
I forgot.
I have no clue.
I think it's 12.
I have no idea. I'm getting tired. My daughter had me up way too early. Yeah,
since you're yawning, it's time to break down. So,
all right.
To the pizza connection. How about that?
Love you fuckers.
Go. Getting a pizza from cross state lines.
Cross state lines. Without the meth.
Yeah.
It was cocaine and heroin. Get it right.
Well, you got it cocaine free.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Could have used the cocaine. It would have been great. Would have been even better.
Fuck you, Pete. Fucking Pete.
Come on, Tony.
Or Tony.
Step your game up.
FBI shows up at my house in 15 minutes.
I'm like, what the fuck, bruh? It's a pizza. What are you talking about?
That's actually what got said when he went to go pick it up from the office. Because, of course, it got sent USPS.
Yeah.
So the day it was supposed to arrive, he checks the mail. There's nothing clearly in the mailbox because it's not going to fit.
That's not going to fit.
So he walks up to the office and asks if there's a box. And the guy says, it's a pizza.
No shit, Sherlock. It says Alfano's Pizzeria right on the goddamn box.
It literally got shipped in the pizza box.
Nope.
They just taped the side shut and put some bubble wrap on it.
Fantastic.
And has perishable stamped everywhere.
Probably $100 fucking pizza.
Probably.
It was a good pizza. I'm not sure it's $100 pizza.
But it was a good pizza.
It was a good pizza. I'm not going to lie. Best you'll ever have. Go to Alfino's, everybody. Alfino's.com.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can get that shit delivered all the way to your state.
Yep.
I'm still not sure what the hashtag is to get the heroin or the cocaine with it, but
I'll figure it out.
To be determined.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Later.
All right, bye.